Hi, everybody. This week's episode, I am with David, who I do Friends of the Countess with every week. If you're not already subscribed, go subscribe to Friends of the Countess, where every week David and I cover an old episode of Real Housewives of New York City. Also, this week on my Patreon, I will be releasing an episode about Real Housewives of Atlanta Season 3, Snooki and JWoww Season 1 I'll be finishing up, and Jersey Shore Family Vacation I have an episode about on my Patreon too coming this week. So if you're interested in any of that, go to patreon.com/dimtu. If not, I will be back soon with the last episode of Flor Bama Shore Season 1, and then I'll be starting again with Jersey Shore the Italy season. So thank you guys so much for listening, and enjoy. Record. Hey, David.
Hey, Justine.
Long time no talk.
I know, right?
David and I just recorded Friends of the Countess, so if you guys aren't already subscribed, then go subscribe so you can hear David and I talk about Real Housewives of New York every
week.
Yeah,
totally.
It's so fun. Time.
I've never seen New York before, so yeah, it's been a trip.
Yeah, I love recording it with you every week. It's so fun. And I've been dying to get you to watch Flor Bama Shore for I don't even know how long. And I finally convinced you. And I'm glad that I picked this episode because it was a good episode.
Yeah, right? It was. I didn't know what was going on, but it was easy to catch up. But it was a good episode. It was very good TV.
It is. I always say that I actually kind of like Floribama better than Jersey Shore. And when I say that, everyone's like, but Floribama, I feel like they're just more real than Jersey Shore. I don't know. Jersey Shore, they're almost playing like characters of themselves.
I think Jersey Shore season one, no. I think you could put this up against Jersey Shore season one or two. Mm-hmm. And Jersey Shore could come out, but against the later seasons of Jersey Shore, no, this episode was better than I think anything I had seen of later episodes of Jersey Shore.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, season one of Jersey Shore is like unmatched.
Yeah.
Like, that was just amazing television.
Yeah. Like the fact that Angelina is still a thing of like her and her trash bags, like.
Yeah. Angelina's like the star on Family Vacation now, in my opinion, at least.
Okay.
So yeah, like, what were your thoughts? Like, did you like? Would you continue watching this? Like, what were your thoughts?
Well, I've been thinking about getting a Paramount Plus account.
Mm-hmm.
And if so, it seems like it's on Paramount Plus. That's how I would watch it. So I think like if I do get a Paramount Plus, like I don't think I would pay for it in the same way that I pay for like Real Housewives of Potomac, but yeah, I'd watch it. Yeah, I do want to see more of it. I sat down to take notes, and I was like, okay, I don't know any of these people's names. And they start saying their names, and this guy walks in looking like Johnny Bravo. And I was just like, oh
my God.
God, there's so much going on already. Like, the hair was stupid, and the fights were stupid, and the house looked disgusting, and the pool was about 2 inches wide. And I was just like, damn.
Yeah.
It was a lot.
Well, I'm so excited to hear your thoughts as we go because I have a lot of questions to ask you, and I have a lot of conspiracy theories that I'm interested in hearing your take on. So,
okay,
let's just hop into it. So it's season one, episode 7, Drunken Words, Sober Thoughts. So we start off at the bar Players that they're at from the episode before where Nilsa's friend Katrina is crying over the fact that there could possibly be a bet over her between Jeremiah and Gus who can get her first. This fucking girl annoyed the shit out of me so much. Like, I'm sorry that two really attractive men both want to get with you. Like, your life is so hard.
Yeah, I mean, and you can... I don't want to be like, oh my God, you can say no. But like, you can say no. Like, guys, it comes up later too. Like, guys are shit. Yeah. Like, I don't think this was going to get, this wasn't going to be like, nobody was going to marry each other off of the show.
Well, in the episode before, she was flirting with both of them. And, like, she even told Gus, like, I can't drink anymore because every time I get drunk, I get so horny. Mm. And it's like, you don't say that to a guy unless you want to fuck them.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Also, I feel like Katrina doesn't come back the rest of the episode, right? There's
no,
yeah.
We never see her again after this.
Okay. Was she the one with the, was it her or was it Nielsa that had the shorts that were going literally up her butt crack?
All three of the girls.
Okay. Cause like that. They were showing like somebody being comforted and like her shorts, like there was under butt and then like the shorts were going like up between the butt cheeks. And I was like, wow, that is a lot.
Yeah, yeah. Katrina was definitely wearing shorts like that, but her body is like,
yeah. I mean, they all look like amazing. Mm. And doesn't Jedediah like come up like behind her and like he's like,
Jedediah.
Like he's like holding on to her while she's crying.
My God! Yeah. Yeah, that was so cringy. So basically Gus is telling her, he's like, listen, so they're getting into the cabs and he's like, listen, there was no bet. Like, did we say may the best man win? Yeah, we did, because we both find you attractive. But like, there was no bet. You have no reason to be upset. I'm sorry. And then Nielsa tells them it was Cody. Cody put this in my head. Mm.
But also doesn't, the other like when they show Gus, he's like, it shows him saying like, you know, my money would be on, I forget who he is. Gus, I think it was.
Or no, Cody said that. He's yeah. Like, my money's on Jeremiah.
Yeah. And I was like, that's not betting talk. That's like just, you know.
Yeah, it wasn't an actual bet. It was just the guy sitting around saying how hot she is. Mm-hmm. And then they're just like, oh, well, you'll see, bro. Like, she's coming in my bed tonight. No, she's coming in my bed. And There was a really funny part that I discussed on my last episode where it's like Kirk also expressed interest in her, but everyone just kind of like shut him out. They're like, no, it's between Jeremiah and Gus for sure.
I have a question.
Yes.
Is Cody gay?
No.
Okay.
Okay, so you're the second person who has asked me that so far during this season.
He pinged my gaydar, but yeah.
You would think he was. Okay, so I had Lauren and Sonique from Everybody Wants Something on, and Lauren's a huge Floribama fan, but Sonique hadn't watched it until the episode we did, and she thought the same thing about Cody, too. She's like, because Cody was, like, telling off Nielsa in the episode we did, and she's like, he was telling her some straight truth, and, like, only a gay man would, like, tell a girl the truth like that to her face.
Yeah.
But, no, he's not gay. He's just very, like,
sensitive.
Yes, sensitive, open, expressive. But he, I feel like he's very authentic, and he never, like, he's always hitting on girls, talking about girls he thinks are beautiful. And he actually has a girlfriend, like, now.
Okay.
So,
He gave me some vibes. I mean, like, I could see him, if this wasn't in like Floribama, I could see him being, there's a lot of theater guys who have a lot of similar mentalities. Like, they're completely heterosexual, but like they're in touch with their feelings and they have some slightly feminine mannerisms and like, you know, they would also cry, like, they would also sob if their grandpa died.
Mm-hmm.
But they're like aggressively heterosexual, and not like, I'm not talking to, and I'm also not necessarily talking like bi or pan guys who are like kind of not part of that, what I'm saying, but like, I know some guys who are definitely heterosexual who are also like a little ting the gaydar a little bit like that.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. That's definitely him. He's definitely the most sensitive of the house. Okay. Like, obviously something like awful happens to him in this episode and he has every right to have a breakdown, but he cries over everything.
Yeah.
Like if he, there's an episode in like season three, I think, where he gets drunk and gets into a fight with Gus and he's just drunk saying like stupid things. And then the next morning, he, like, literally cries. And he's like, I'm so fucking sorry. I'm so sorry. he's definitely a crier.
Yeah.
Okay, so they get back to the house. And Nils and Cody kind of get into it here because Nils is like, it was Cody. Mm-hmm. And Cody's like, that is not what I said. I said that we talked about it. If you want to treat it like a bet, then you can.
Yeah.
And she's like, Cody, I don't know. You have a track record. He's like, oh, my track record? Mine? And you can just tell he's like hammered out of his mind.
Yeah. That's also a little bit why I thought he was gay, because he's very much like lobbing drama bombs into like his straight friends' relationships.
Yeah.
And I could see like the one gay friend in a group like this, especially if like he is also coming from like a good old boy situation, he's like, well, I can't really get like railed in the bathroom the way I want to, so I'm just gonna sit here and like cause drama.
Yeah, it's funny because everyone who like watches the show at first, they always think that Cody is gay, but I think that one of the other guys is.
Really? Okay.
So basically there's a conspiracy theory online that like Jeremiah's gay.
Okay.
And because him and Gus have like this, they just have like this weird relationship where like in the first season, what we see here, they're like just, oh, we both like going to the gym. Mm. Just like a Polly and a Mike from Jersey Shore type of thing. Mm-hmm. But then it goes so much further than that, like as the seasons goes on, because we find out that they ended up moving in together after. Mm-hmm. And Jeremiah like kicked Gus out in like a really horrible way. And they just have this like really tumultuous on and off friendship.
Okay.
So there's like conspiracy theories online that it was like more than that.
Okay.
And
interesting.
I honestly feel like there's like sexual tension between the two of them. Maybe that's just me, like my fan fiction in my head.
I can see that. And I think that'd be a little bit more interesting than like, I mean, that's a more interesting plot line than like Nielsa lusting over Josh, who girl.
Oh, God. Yeah.
I mean, we'll get to him, but, like, good Lord.
Yeah. So Cody's, like, drunk, whatever. He stands up to kind of get into Nils's face, and then Amy yells at him, and she's like, sit down, don't talk to a woman like that.
Yep.
And then that's where Katrina decides to keep crying and walk outside, and I'm just like, girl, like, get over it. Like, if I found out those two dudes had a bet over which one could get me, I would be flattered.
Right?
Like, I wouldn't be crying over it. I'd be like, damn.
Yeah. I'd be like, so what happens if both of you get me at the same time? Like,
yeah, exactly. I'd be like, do I have to pick or can I just have both?
Right.
And this is where Jeremiah does something super creepy where she's like on the edge of the balcony, just like has her head in her hands crying, and he like comes up behind her and he's like hugging her and he's like, I think you're so beautiful. I'm like, ew, Jeremiah, no.
Yeah.
Oh,
that seemed really like, oh no. Let her be for a minute. Let her be. No.
He can't read social situations because he was homeschooled.
Mm-hmm.
So he's definitely kind of like the weirdo of the house.
Yeah. And it's also just like, okay, now I can't go anywhere. And like, you're stuck like holding me in. Like, this really seems.
Yeah, it was. The whole situation is just so fucking stupid. And even Amy is like, well, they said it wasn't a bet, so it wasn't a bet. So why don't we all just drop it? Who cares? And it's like, I agree with Amy.
Yeah.
Like, I wish she would have said that to Katrina.
Yeah.
Like, why are you getting so upset?
I felt that Amy was funny because, like, when I first saw Amy in this show, I was like, oh god, I'm gonna hate her. But, like, by the end of it, I was like, no, she's, like, the best.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's, like, another woman in the house who was, like, a meth addict, like, who kept coming in, like, oh my god, you're just fighting. You're fighting and you're just fighting. I'm like a girl just fighting.
Are you talking about Courtney?
Is that her? Yes, because it was like K-O-R-T-N-I.
The really tall, skinny one?
Yeah, K-O-R-T-N-I.
Yeah,
and I
Courtney.
Like, oh, no, man. Yeah, she comes in like, she sounded like she was on meth. Like, like the TikToks that I've seen, like, you've seen like the TikToks of like the old ladies who are like, this am hard pill swallower. You know, you just get known here. Like, she reminded me of like those, like some sort of love after lockup, like, which is weird because later on when they show her sober, she didn't look that way, but like when she was drunk, she looked like a demon.
Yeah, she gets really fucked up, and in like a later season, she actually leaves because she gets really fucked up one night and reveals something like awful that happened to her. And then they kind of just say like, okay, there's a reason why she's the way she is. And then she leaves the show. But, so there's some darkness around her, but yeah, she's definitely like the wildest, gets the most drunk. Like in the last episode at the bar that they were at Players, the woman's bathroom was closed for some reason. So the bouncer was like, you guys can either go outside or go in the men's. And so she's like, I'll pee in a urinal, I don't care. And she was wearing like a bodysuit, so, you know, she had to take the whole thing off to pee. So you just see her with all of her clothes down, sitting on the edge of a urinal, peeing, being like, someone find me toilet paper. Like, she just does not care at all.
Yeah, go her.
Okay, so Nilsa's friends leave, and Nilsa has a talk with Gus about what happened, and she's like, I don't want you to be mad at me, whatever.
With his stupid hair. Like, I can't get past his hair.
Okay, his hair in the last season that just aired recently was way worse. It was, like, long George Michael hair.
Someone needs to get that man away from, like, the AquaNet. Like, just...
But it's funny, though, because, like, he's a very attractive part. Like, he's got attractive face, body, everything. Mm-hmm. But, like, I can't picture him without the hair. Like, I can't picture him bald. Like, if he would... Yeah, he'd probably look good bald. What do you think?
I mean, even if he was just, like, a normal guy hair, part of it is that, like, with the hair the way it is there, he looks like Johnny Bravo. So, if he was hitting on me at a bar, I would have a hard time being like, why has this cartoon character come out of the TV show to hit on me?
Yeah. Johnny Brown. His like head on Jeremiah's body.
Okay. Yeah.
Would be Johnny Bravo, I feel. Because isn't Johnny Bravo like...
Yeah, he's like really buff. Yeah.
Yeah. So the rest of the house is having this like talk about Cody, and when he gets drunk, he says dumb stuff, and Jeremiah's like, well, it doesn't matter if he's drunk, like, if that's how you feel, then that's how you feel. And Amy's like, yep, drunken words are sober thoughts. Do you agree with that saying or no?
There is a kernel of truth to it, but it's kind of like the filter goes away. But I know, I mean, some of the stuff that we've even seen in, like, the 5 minutes this show's been on at the moment have been that they're all misconstruing what Cody said. So them saying, like, you know, drunken words, sober thoughts right now really doesn't mesh with what's actually happening.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think that, like, there are some people who are able to, like, keep the filter up while they're drunk, but not everybody. I think it's less drunken words, sober thoughts, and more, like, the more drunk you are, the less that filter is, so you're about to say something stupid.
I think that, like, your inhibitions come out when you're
yeah.
drunk, for sure. Like, it definitely gives you confidence to say and do things that you wouldn't do when you were sober. And I feel like that's why we all kind of drink.
Yeah.
But there's definitely been things that I've, like, said and done when I was drunk that, like, I don't feel that way, like, whatsoever in my soul.
Yeah.
So it was just, like, this different person, so... I feel like I kind of agree with it, but only to a certain extent.
Yeah, I think it depends upon the person.
Yeah.
And I feel like it really weird in this situation just because what they are accusing Cody of saying is not what he said anyway. So it doesn't apply, it feels like.
Yeah, well, in previous episodes, like when he got into a fight with Nilsa, he was like... Because at first, Nilsa really wanted to fuck Jeremiah, and she was, like, spying on him in the shower, and she was being, like, super, she was, like, flashing him her tits, and he was just, like, didn't want anything to do with her, he wasn't into her, and she was just so mind-blown that a guy didn't like her, and, Cody got drunk, and he told her, he's, like, he doesn't want to fuck you, he'll never fuck you, so... leave it alone and go get some more Botox and some more lip injections. Like, he just, like, told her off.
Oh, wow.
So I think it's more like that. Because when he's sober, he's, like, the nicest, sweetest guy in the world. But when he's drunk, he, like,
yeah,
says mean things like that.
Yeah. I mean, there might be something there. Like, especially if he's not saying those things because he has the filter up when he's sober.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't, yeah, it's there, but it's not, I don't think it's quite what they mean it, but they also, I agree with them, yeah.
Okay, so far, you've seen every guy in the show.
Yeah.
Which one do you think is the most, like, the hottest?
Probably Jeremiah.
Yes. Okay.
Like,
I love Jeremiah. I think he's physically perfect, but his personality is just, like, not it at all.
Oh yeah, no. He has the personality of, like, a box of toast, and his body is, like, sculpted by steroids, and it's like, I would normally go after a Gus before I'd go after a Jeremiah if it wasn't for his stupid hair. And then Kirk just seems... Jody refers to him as the third guy. Have you ever heard her talk about the third guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, Kirk is the third guy, and Cody... I don't know, doesn't register. I mean, he does. It'd just be just like... If Kirk is the third guy, Cody's the fourth guy.
It's so true.
Actually, my problem with Cody with that, I would be afraid of, like, if Cody was gay, I would be afraid that, like, he would be the type of guy who'd be just like, oh, like, you'd say, like, okay, where do you want to go for dinner? And then his response is, oh, whatever, I'll eat whatever. And then you're like, I'm not in the mood to make a decision. That's why I asked you. Okay, what about... We can go to the Olive Garden. We can go to, like, the new pizza place down the street. Or we can go, be like, oh, just whatever you want. I feel good. I just want to be with you. And I'd be just like, I don't want to be with you if you're going to be like this.
Oh, my God. Have you seen the meme? There's, like, a bar called It's Up to You.
Oh, God.
I don't know where this is, but it's, like, I don't know, some... I saw this meme, like, years ago, and it was, yeah, and everyone's saying that that's such a brilliant, like, idea for a bar or a restaurant, because it's, like, you know, there's always that person in the relationship, oh, whatever you want, like, it's up to you, so, okay, I'll go to the bar called It's Up to You. It's actually kind of smart.
Yeah, it's cute. But yeah, could it be that way? I would be just like, I'm sorry, we're done, I'm going home, I'm going to order pizza and watch Netflix, and not with you, because then you're going to want to cuddle, and then you're going to have like pepperoni breath all over me, and it's going to be, I'm going to be hot, and then no. Yeah, that's how I feel. That's my ranking, my official ranking of the dudes.
But aren't they a lot more attractive than the Jersey Shore guys, though, just in general?
As an aggregate, yes. Like, it's kind of like comparing like Backstreet Boys to NSYNC, how like, I would say that as a whole, like put together, NSYNC was a group of, like, the baseline of NSYNC I felt was a little bit more attractive than the baseline of Backstreet Boys. Mm-hmm. But I do feel there were individuals in Backstreet Boys who were a lot better than, like, anybody in NSYNC.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. So, like Vinny outshines any of these dudes.
You think so?
I think he's really hot. Like, Vinny and Polly, I would, like, okay. But Mike looks like an old man, and Ronnie is Ronnie.
Mike's body is like, in the original Jersey Shore, is like chef kiss perfection. But I think Jeremiah looks better than him.
Yeah, I think Jeremiah does look better than Mike. Oh, yeah.
Well, Jeremiah did his first bodybuilding competition recently, and he came in first place.
Okay.
His first time. So that just shows you. And in season, if you do continue to watch this show, which I really hope you do, in season 3, Jeremiah is definitely in the middle of a steroid cycle.
Yeah.
Like, his emotions are just insane. Mm-hmm. It's so obvious.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, when guys get, like, a little bit too overstuffed sausage looking for me, I'm like, is that roid rage going to come out when we're dating?
Oh my God. One time I hung out with this guy that I liked for a little bit, and we went out, whatever. And I went home with him, and he was on the phone with somebody. Well, first thing that happened was he opened up one of his drawers and I saw needles in it. Red flag.
Yeah.
So, and 'cause this guy was like big, like,
yeah.
Muscles, whatever. So I was like, oh. And then he was like on the phone with somebody, and I don't know what he was talking about, but I remember he hung up the phone and he started like hitting like the wall, and he was like getting mad. And then I made a joke, like thinking I was funny, because that's who I am. I say jokes at the wrong time, but I was like, roid rage, like as a joke.
Yeah.
And he didn't think it was funny. He like lost his shit on me, and he was like, that's not fucking funny, why would you even say that? And basically I never talked to this dude again. So
yeah.
I like the way it makes the body look. I don't like the guys that do them. I don't think I could ever date a guy who does roids.
Yeah. Well, going back to some of the stuff we talked about, I think in the Friends of the Countess episode about guys and their body types, there's a lot of steroid use in the gay community, and I think they're a little bit more open about it than a lot of guys I've met who are straight who do it. But my problem is that I don't necessarily have a problem with people doing it. It's more the sort of like, well, I take care of my body and you should too. And I'm like, really, dude, you're doing like steroids, human growth hormone, and then partying all weekend. You're not taking care of your body. Like, don't lie, and don't use it to like judge other people. Like, if you're doing it because it's how you want to feel, that's great. You know, your pecs look amazing, but like, don't use it to put other people down.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and I don't know, I feel like, because I'm really into like working out, a workout every day, and I just feel like people who do steroids, it's more for like the actual look rather than the fit, like the physical strength you get from it, because it makes you like retain your your water weight, so it makes you look stronger than you actually mm-hmm. are. Like, yeah. I've seen guys that do steroids that can't bench press anything for shit.
Yeah.
It's like, just, but they look good.
I've been getting back into the gym, and there's some times where I'm like behind somebody on a machine, and I'm just like, I'm like a beefy, out of shape dude, and I don't know what your program is, what you are doing on your program, whether you're doing building, because sometimes, because you do different weights at different times, but like, how is it that I'm like doing like five times what you can as like a base, you know? It just seems weird. Can we pause for a second? I need to run to the restroom really bad.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. I can pause the recording and then just pause the recording and like, yeah. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's okay. Fine.
I'm pausing my recording right now.
Record. Okay. Good. Okay, so there's this like really funny moment where Amy doesn't know what a brewski is because Kirk is like, hey, will you pass me a brewski? And Amy's like, what's a brewski? And then they're like, you know, brewski. And Cody's like, I say brewski sometimes. And Amy's like, well, you guys are like northern. And Cody's like, I'm from South Carolina. That's northern. She's like,
where is she from? Northern. Because when she said that, I was like, oh, are you like deep in the heart of Mississippi or something?
She's from Alabama. She's from a small town called Perdita, Alabama. And they have like 700 people in that town. And she didn't even go to high school because if she were to go to high school, she would have had to go to a high school in a completely different town. And it was just like too much of an inconvenience. So she never even went to high school. She's very country.
She wouldn't consider me a southerner too because I'm from Texas. So,
see, I consider Texas like that's south to me, but I'm also Canadian. So
there's a whole thing about like what is and isn't southerner, but like a lot of it's just kind of like white people being stupid about each other. So yeah,
I knew before that you were from Texas, but if I just met you, I wouldn't have never guessed. You're totally New York.
Interesting. I mean, I've been here for over 10 years, so I'm at that point where I'm probably... I mean, there are New Yorkers who are like, you weren't raised here, so you can't call yourself a New Yorker. And I'm like, whatever.
Yeah.
I haven't been paying New York taxes longer than you have, so shut up.
Right. I remember when I went to New York and, like, because I went with, like, my agent and stuff when I was younger, when I was like modeling and whatever. And we all took a picture outside of like Radio City. And I just remember like this woman walking by smoking a cigarette and she goes, fucking tourists, go home. And that's just like, whenever I think of like a true New Yorker, I think of that woman. Like, no fucks given. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Like, you look amazing. I get the fuck out of my way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Go the fuck home. Yeah. Got no time for you. Okay, so this is where Cody gets a call from his dad that his grandpa passed away the night before.
I did write down as he was getting the phone call, and then I was like, oh, maybe I shouldn't feel bad. But his feet are gross. Because, like, he puts them up on the couch, and you can see the bottoms of them, and they were brown. And I'm like, ew, dude. Wash your feet.
Yeah. He's not the most hygienic.
I mean, none of them really seem all that hygienic. Because, like, they have that Jersey Shore look of, like, there's just trash everywhere. And, like, you probably, like, just... You don't want to take off your shoes. Because it's all going to be a little bit too gritty.
Yeah, I don't know. They're from the South. Like, you're glad you didn't see when Amy got her first pedicure. Because she said in the town she lives in, no one wears shoes. And she had never gotten a pedicure before then. So they had like that cheese grater thing. And it was literally cheese was, it was like a pile of dead skin from her foot. Yeah. It was disgusting.
Girl, get you some like Japanese baby foot socks. Get rid of that.
Hey, where she's from, they don't, I don't know. I don't know. I grew up in like a city, so I don't know. I can't imagine what it was like to like grow up in a town with so very few people.
Well, like my grandparents live in a town of 3,000, but like they wear shoes, but also because you don't want to get bit by a rattlesnake.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
That's like a certain level of like Southern hobbitiness that they're walking around without any shoes.
So Cody's obviously devastated. He tells everyone that his grandfather passed away and the house is just, everyone's there for him. They say a prayer. It was like a sweet moment, I thought.
They do a whole like, okay, this is where I, like, if I didn't know beforehand, this is where it got like eminently Southern. Because they end up with like a Father Ouija's prayer, and like it's very Southern. It's not Catholic, like, because like as a Southern, as a Catholic, I was like, what is wrong with you people? But like the whole like, Father, we just want you to know that we are holding our brother Cody in our heart. The only thing it was missing, because they were actually like expressing emotion, because like a lot of like the Southern backstabbiness happens, but there are a lot of times of genuine emotion. Like the only thing that would make it a true Father Ouija's prayer is if it was like also really catty, but I don't think that they would do that when somebody's family member had died. And that's one of those prayers where it's like, Father, we just want you to bless like Becky because she knows what she did. And like that sort of thing. It's usually a little bit better said, but or more politely said, but it's like, you know, there are some of us at this table who hold sinful ways, and we just hope that, you know, you will touch their hearts and open their minds so that they know what they did and they are willing to come into the light of your love.
See, like when I think of prayers like that, like what you're saying, I think of like a scary movie, like Texas Chainsaw Massacre or something like that. Just like someone who says a prayer like that, like we all made sins and we need to be forgiven. I just think like you're gonna murder me.
See, right, I think after you say that, there was a TV show that didn't last very long called Good Christian Bitches. It was a sitcom. It had Kristen Chenoweth and Miriam Shore, and like it was like a network TV, but it was a lot of like these, like it was sort of like Desperate Housewives of Dallas. But yeah, okay. So I think of like, I mean, I think less of like somebody's gonna murder me, although I'm about to pull up a situation of somebody being murdered. The anti-vampire church in True Blood.
I never watched True Blood.
But yeah, I don't think I'm about to be murdered, but I am thinking that you're about to like kidnap me into a conversion therapy camp. Or you're about to accost me as I'm walking over to the student center because you're having like a prayer by the flagpole. And yeah. It's a mess.
Yeah. I don't know. The Floribama house, they pray. They're fine. They pray before every meal. And this is the only other time I can think of that they did a prayer like outside of that. But, you know, they're from the South.
Yeah, very much like,
I guess.
It's one of those things.
Yeah. So Cody decides that he has to go back home for a bit, and then this is where the rest of the house decides that they're going to invite their families over to the house, which is the next episode, which is the season finale, and everyone's parents can come except for Jeremiah's.
It did seem weird that they were like, okay, we just got back from the club. Everyone go call your parents and see if they can come over tomorrow to hang out. Like,
yeah, it was clearly already, yeah, I mean, like set up type of thing. Like,
in Houston, where I grew up, last call would be at 1:45. So I wouldn't be surprised if they are, if this is actually like around midnight that they're home. But even still, I wouldn't be calling, like, I don't call my parents after 9. Because I don't know if they're going to be, like, awake or not, or, like, my mom's going to be like, well, your dad's getting ready for bed. I'm just sitting here with the cats watching some TV.
I mean, I'm kind of upset that we didn't get to see Jeremiah's parents because, you know, in the first episode, he tells everyone that his dad was a stripper and that's how his parents met. So I wanted to see his dad because, you know, as much as a goof Jeremiah and his brother, as they both are, like, they look good. So, like, I want to see what their dad looks like. Like, you know.
Did they inherit their stellar dance moves from him or from someone else?
I don't know. I would just love to see him. I love a good father-son combo. So we get this like scene of Amy and Courtney in the pool together, and there's like an inflatable bowl. I almost called it a mechanical bowl, but it's just like a floaty thing that's.
This whole scene made me really uncomfortable because their pool is apparently the size of a teacup.
It's very, but it's nice though. I think it's cool,
but like not with that many floaty toys. Like it'd be cool to like hang out and sit and not like ride. I was afraid that one of them was going to like flip over and hit her head against like the concrete side.
Oh, I know the way that Courtney was like trying to hop on it. It like definitely seemed like it. But Amy got on it so effortlessly. Well, she also and Courtney's like, are you fucking kidding me? She also went
to the
stairs
and like kind of like hopped on it from the back while Courtney was trying to like flip herself onto it in the middle of the pool.
Have you ever been on a mechanical bowl?
They're fun, I think. It's a little weird just because like, I mean, it's been years, so I don't know how I would hold up, but like, I have a pretty good like rocking balance, and so I was able to stay on for a while for a long time. So I think they're kind of fun, but I haven't done one in ages.
I went to a country bar a couple weekends ago, and they have one there. And by the time I like got there, and like it popped into my head about going on the bowl, they were like, it's last call, so we're not selling any more tickets to ride the bowl. So I that's something I still need to do for sure.
There used to be one in New York, but
I would probably just like fly off in 2 seconds.
Yeah, I've seen people like completely fly off. A lot of it, it's like gripping with your inner thigh and then like being able to kind of maneuver your lower body while your upper body stays relatively in the same spot. It's a weird gyroscope thing. Like, because that's kind of the thing that happens is that like people aren't gripping with their lower body and then like it goes back and they're all like, whoa! And then they go tumbling over because they're not holding on to anything.
Right. So when I ride one, make sure I'm wearing shorts or like exposed legs. So it like.
I would say jeans.
Grips.
Well, no, you want.
Right? You want jeans. Grip, like, okay.
Have you ever done like a Pilates thing and you have to squeeze the ball with your legs? Yeah, it's like that. You want to like squeeze a little bit. Like as if, I would say like riding a horse, but I don't think you've ridden a horse. Okay, you know
I've ridden horses. I went to horseback riding camp.
Did they tell you like you're supposed to squeeze a little bit with like, you're not supposed to just like sit there. You're supposed to sit up and like squeeze a bit with your legs. Yeah, it's like that.
Yeah. Okay, I'm just thinking of like a stripper pole. You need your legs to like kind of suction onto it, but I guess that's a little different.
Well, no, I think it's a similar idea. I've only taken one pole class, but I think it's similar. Like, I don't know what they're called, but like it is similar to the like when you are holding your legs together with the pole in between them, mm-hmm. and like you're able to stay up because you're like pressing the pole with both of your legs. It's like that, yeah. It's that same mm-hmm. feel, only with like a much larger pole that bucks.
Are there any good like country bars in New York? I know when you think of New York, you don't really think about going to a country bar, but now I like want to come to New York and go mechanical bull riding with you.
Somewhere in the East Village that I don't remember. I don't think there's any like whatever bar Coyote Ugly is based off of doesn't exist anymore. There's a gay two-stepping club, but they're like a little bit more sedate and there's no bull. but yeah.
Okay, so now we're going to get into the Josh of it all. So Nils is nervous about Josh coming to the house. You know, she just has that giddy feeling. And Gus and Jeremiah leave to go to the gym, and that's when Josh actually comes over. And he seems, like, so excited to see her as well. Like, there's even a moment where he just, like, grabs her face and kisses her. Like, you
Hitler
can tell he's...
With his Hitler haircut and his, like... I think...
Oh, okay, it's not even a Hitler haircut. It's a Rugrats haircut. Like, the little...
Who it is? It's Roger, the bully from Doug.
Yes.
Because it's, like, slicked back and it's shaved all over the sides.
And I think Jeremiah is definitely the hotter of the brothers. But Josh isn't bad either. Cause like when we see him in the pool, like with his shirt off, I'm like, damn, like he looks good, but like he just needs a different hairstyle.
He has a nice
for
body,
sure.
But there's something about his face that's like a little bit off. Like,
I think it's the hair, because in, like, the latest season, when he comes to, like, visit, his hair's, like, grown in, and he looks good, and he's wearing, like, a backwards hat, and, like, he looks good. So, I think it's just, like, the hair makes him look worse.
The hair is really bad. And I would wonder what it would look like. I had to see it with his hair grown in, because, like, something about his face looks like his face is too small for his head. And I think the hair really like accentuates mm-hmm. that. And then like, cause he and Cody both have like chiclet teeth, and and like there's something about the way that he looks that like makes his face look more busted in a way that Jeremiah's does not. Like, Jeremiah has a nice face. Like,
yeah.
Josh looks a little bit unformed next to Jeremiah. Like, both him and Cody have, like, him and Cody have teeth that look like when somebody is getting veneers and, like, the veneers aren't put on yet.
Oh my god, yes. Yeah. I know what you mean. Yeah. Oh. Yeah, so there's this moment where he like gives her a stuffed animal, and then there's a moment that I think is so funny where he goes, I'm gotta go to the restroom, I gotta take a piss. Like, after being such a gentleman to her, he's like, oh, I missed you, I got you the stuffed animal, and then he just goes, he just stands up and goes, I gotta take a piss. Like, what a gentleman.
Lot of, like, these weird bathroom talks, because isn't like that when she also says that, oh, watch out, Amy's taking a shit. Like,
did she say that to him?
Amy's in the bathroom at some point in time. I don't know if it's now or if it's later, but there's this whole thing of like, oh yeah, Amy's in the bathroom and she's like taking a shit. It's going to be a while. Like, like, there's a lot of like discussion of like bathroom.
Yeah, there is. But this is where Josh and Nilsa go into the pool together, and he asks her out on a date. He asks if she wants to play mini putt with him that night, and, you know, they just start, like, talking and everything, and Nilsa starts talking about her ex. So basically, in the very first episode, Nilsa revealed to the house that she was married and divorced by the time she was 23. And like she was married to a guy who was in the military and he cheated on her and she had a miscarriage and she just had like this horrible experience. And you know, so she was trying to just like move on with her life by being there. So she basically just tells Josh that like she hasn't talked to him in a while, and he's like, okay. But then he says to her like, okay, so what time do you want to go out tonight? And then she's like, I don't know, whenever I get ready. So
I wrote down that she was going into dangerous territory when she was talking about her ex before we even get into get into what happens later on. But I don't think what she said Josh's response is completely unhinged. I'll just say that. But like,
okay,
but it did seem
yeah.
a little bit like, girl, why are you talking about your ex to this guy? Why?
It felt to me that she was trying to make him like jealous almost in that moment. Like, you know, like, oh, if you're still working for you, talking to your ex, and I got to fight even harder for you. Like, at that moment, she, like, knew he was already into her. Yeah. So she's like, oh, I'm going to see, like, how far I can take this. And she fucked up by doing that, I guess.
I think she fucked up a lot. And we'll get to the other points in time where she fucked up. But, like, I think this was, like, her first mistake. And I see what you mean there. Because wasn't she also talking about her dad? And that's what, like, brought up the ex?
Oh, yeah, she's like, yeah, because he says something about his dad. Because she's like, oh, are you or Jeremiah more like your dad or whatever? And then he's like, Jeremiah is. And she's like, well, my dad's crazy. My ex was so scared of my dad. And it's like, I'm sorry, but I would not say that to a guy that I was trying to, like, attract. Like, I wouldn't want to tell them about, like, my crazy family right away. Like, that's something you tell them when, like, you're already in it. You know what I mean? You don't tell them that the first time.
Yeah, that's when, like, this is that point in time when you're, like, especially if we're dealing with, like, Southern men, this is the point in time you've got to be stupid. You've got to be, like, oh, which one of your brother, like, are you or your brother more like your dad? Oh, well, that sounds fun. Did you play any sports? You have big muscles. Yeah, it looks like you've kept it up. Oh, that's great. Oh, my God. No, tell me about your mother. Is she amazing? Oh, that's so great. I love hearing about your mother. Like, yeah, it's like, I just think of, like, the comedian Eliza Schlesinger talking about, like, picking up men who are, like, recently single, where they're, like, they're at the bar, and she's like, you know, oh, no, that sounds great. No, yeah, your ex-girlfriend sounds like a bitch. That's horrible. I'm so sorry. Like, maybe we should go back to your place. It's totally great. I love sleeping on the floor on a mattress. Like, Like that whole thing of like, okay, I got to get through this. Like just the bullshit you have to deal dealing with like stupid young straight men.
Yeah. Honestly, though, so this is where they get out of the pool. Him and Josh and Nilsa both like change, take a shower, whatever. And then she sees him in the kitchen and he just kind of looks at her and he goes, Nilsa, I just want to tell you, like, I don't think I want to go on this date. And she's like, okay. And he tells her it's because she was talking to her ex a week and a half ago. He's like, I don't know. I just think it's like a red flag to the max when a girl talks about her ex or when she calls him when she's drunk. And the way he went about it was wrong, but I kind of agree with what he was trying to say.
I agree a little bit. My problem is that both of them are acting like this is the most important thing in the world. And I'm like, y'all are going to play putt-putt and then maybe fuck. Like,
well, they already had sex.
So y'all are going to...
They had sex the first night they met.
So it's like, y'all had sex a week ago. You're going to play putt-putt and probably fuck. And why do you have to act like... And this goes for both. Because she's like, no, I'm ready to be in a relationship. You're like, I haven't even thought about my ex for this entire week since I met you. Like...
Oh, I know. Oh, I was so like, cringy.
This is so serious. Like, if some guy was like, well, you mentioned your ex, and therefore I think that, you know, you're just not ready for a relationship. They just like, okay, great. I just wanted your dick. So I'm going to go get ready and go to the club, and I'll see you later. Bye.
I don't even think it was the fact that she mentioned her ex. I think it was more the fact that she was like, you know, I thought I missed him. Like, she fucked up by saying that, I feel. She's like, I thought I missed him a couple weeks ago, so I called him. Like, I think she was trying to make him jealous.
She was talking too much about emotion.
And it didn't work. Like, it did the opposite.
Like, yeah, she should have been more just like, yeah, no.
It's one thing to be like, oh, my ex was afraid of my dad, and then just, like, laugh about it and talk about something else. But not to continuously talk about, oh, my ex and I, we were like this, and I called him a couple weeks ago
because you could put that, like, you could spin that into being like, you know, oh, well, you know, my dad's really protective, and, like, you know, he's scared all of my boyfriends. But you're really big and strong, and I'm sure, like, you'll get along with him. Just talk about fishing.
Yeah.
Although I wouldn't even like mention like you meeting your dad then, Abby. It's like, oh yeah, my dad, I'm a daddy's girl. He scares all my boyfriends. Let's fuck.
Yeah, exactly. So she's like, he's like, listen, I don't really think he's like, you said you called him a week and a half ago. Like, I don't really think feelings fade within a week. And I'm like, I'm just trying to be honest with you. I'm sorry. And she's like, well, I haven't even thought about him since I met you. And so, you know, she storms off crying and he's like, I'm just trying to be honest.
I feel like he's bullshitting because, like, he does not have the emotional IQ to be able to sit there and say, I'm looking for a serious relationship. And the fact that you are talking about your ex and having an emotional connection to your ex as a week and a half ago means to me that you are not available. Because also the way that, I mean, she made a mistake. I wouldn't be talking about my ex in that way either. But also from what we saw, she mentioned him like once. And he's like, I don't want to go play putt-putt because, like, I don't think you're like ready to be in a relationship. And it's just like, I think that you weren't into this from the get-go and you were like trying to come up with a reason to not.
I'm glad you said that because that leads me into another conspiracy theory that I have. And that's, okay, so Nilsa and Jeremiah, she wanted to fuck him. He wasn't into her. It's not that he wasn't into her, but Gus was into her at the beginning, and then she kind of, like, shut Gus down, and Jeremiah's like, Gus is my boy, so I'm not even gonna look at her. Jeremiah was bringing another girl home, who's, like, not a member of the house, but just a random girl from the club for a bit, and Nilsa was being so mean to the girl, was, like, saying all this stuff, and Jeremiah just didn't like her, and, you know, as the series goes on, we, like, learn more about them. And, you know, Jeremiah has his issues. So I have a conspiracy theory that Jeremiah told Josh to do this.
I could see that.
Like, if Nilsa's into you, you have sex with her, and then you just toss her away when you get the chance to.
I could see that. And I could see Josh not knowing what to do with that and, like, kind of trying to come up with any sort of reason to, like... you took too long to get ready. We can't go out. Bye. Sorry.
However, though, I did look up Josh's zodiac sign. And he's a Cancer. And male, I'm a Cancer too, but guy Cancers are exactly like this, though. Like, the second the smallest thing hurts their feelings, they're like done with you, and they like won't even look at you again, like, because they're like, because us as Cancers were the most like sensitive sign, and you know, women Cancers will show our emotion differently, like we'll cry or we'll, you know, women just show their emotions differently than men do in general. And guy Cancers, I've experienced this firsthand, they act like this. Yeah. They're like, nope, sorry. I'm not going to let anybody know what bothers me, but it does, so I'm just never going to talk to you again.
Yeah, that definitely seems like what's going on here. And I'm surprised, but I'm not surprised. But I'm also, what annoys me is, like, I think he's being a dick, and then, like, Nielsa's response is to act like a teenager in a movie.
Oh my god. Yeah, so Jeremiah and Gus come home from the gym, and then that's when Josh tells them. All the guys are agreeing with him. Gus, by the way, in this moment is making a protein shake, and he's putting like 10 scoops, and like, I get that he's making it for him and
Josh, like, ask for like a bit of that.
Yeah, but he's putting, like, scoop after scoop after scoop in this. I'm like, that's disgusting.
Yeah. No amount of banana is going to cover that up.
But, yeah. It's like, ugh. When you eat too much protein at a time, like, that's when you get, like, the farts and all, like, the grossness. So that's all I could think about is how bad that house must smell sometimes. Because there's not just one Ronnie. There's, like, two Ronnies in that house, you know? But, yeah, this is where Nilsa comes down, and she's, like, asked to talk to Josh in private. And this whole conversation with the two of them is so cringy.
Like, they go outside, and it's the fact that he keeps saying, you're not ready. I'm like, ready for what? Like,
yeah, it's really weird because, like, they met, they made out at the bar, they came home, they had sex, and they talked on the phone a few times, and he came again. So I don't understand what she thought was going to happen or what he thought was going to happen.
Especially since the way he's going about it also kind of comes across like, well, it's, I hate the way that he's like, you're not ready. But then I also hate the way that her response is like, yes, I am.
Oh my god, I was literally cringing when she was like, I could be in the worst mood ever. And then when someone brings you up, I get so excited and I like run around like a little girl. Like, I was so nervous and so excited to see you today. You don't even know. I was like,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Cause
so
like,
cringy. You never tell a guy that. You never like, tell
her better
that.
Bet would be to just be just like cool in this situation, even if she's like inwardly wanting to scream and be just like, I mean, if I was like 19, that was a different story. But like, even like 10 years ago, I would have been like, ready for what? I just wanted to blow you in the bathroom. Like, okay, I guess this is not going to happen. All right, peace out. Like,
yeah, exactly. I feel like that's what I would have done too. I was like, I don't understand, like, why you're getting so upset. I thought we were going to go play mini putt, have a couple drinks, and come home and have sex again. If you don't want to do that, that's fine. I'll go find someone else.
Exactly.
Like,
be just very chill.
Like, yeah.
I just want to have a good time. I don't know what you mean by ready. Like, oh, I'm ready. But like,
yeah, like, don't we know that, like, men don't like women that are all over them? You know? I feel like I knew that by the time I was 23. Yeah. I don't know. It was just such a cringy thing. And he just keeps saying, he's like, I'm sorry. He's like, I don't know what to tell you. I'm sorry. Like, she's not changing his mind at this point, you know? So this is where she throws a tantrum. And she's like, I'm going home. So she, like, storms upstairs. And she starts packing her shit. And like, Amy,
packing,
who is
like throwing everything in a bag like she's in a Disney movie.
Yeah. Amy is, I wish I had a friend as good as Amy, honestly. Like, every single time that anyone even, like, bucks up to Nilsa, Amy is like, why are you doing that? Like, I don't know. Amy's just such a good friend. And even in this moment, she's like, you're not going home over this dumbass guy. Like, what's wrong with you?
He doesn't even live. He doesn't even go here.
Yeah, exactly. And I loved even, like, Amy's talking head at one point. She's like, I don't understand why Nilsa likes Josh. Like, he's not good looking, his hair's dumb, and his clothes don't match.
And then Nilsa's like, that's what I like about him.
I know, and she's like, well, you like the wrong things then. So obviously, like, the guys are all on Josh's side and Amy's on Nils' side. I get both sides. Because Kirk was saying, like, if I just met a girl last week and she was crying over this about me, I would have thought that I dodged a bullet. Like, you don't get that upset over someone that you've never even had a date with. Like, it's whatever. So I get that.
I mean, I do get both sides. I do think both sides are exaggerating, but it's also like, Amy also at one point in time mentions that, like, this is what, like, you know, she makes some comment about, like, those barrel chested freedom fighters you lack, which cracked me up.
Yeah.
This is where I really started.
That's Nilsa's thing. She's like, she says her type is a barrel-chested freedom
fighter. That's
where
I really started, like, Amy started really, I really started growing on Amy in this episode, in this scene. But yeah.
Amy's the best, and I wish that I had a fucking friend really like her, because, she's a great friend. I even like this part where they go to the beach together and, you know, that all the guys are sitting outside talking shit and they're like, let's just walk past. And they do. They just hold their heads up and walk past. And I love how Amy's like, you know how good of a friend I am right now. Like, I haven't even showered today. I haven't brushed my teeth. Like, but I'm still, I'm still coming down here. And, you know, all the guys are, like, sitting there watching them on the beach. They're like, oh, my God, they're probably saying, like, he's a douchebag.
Which, I mean, that's what they were saying, but still, I mean, that's what's going to happen. Like, he did a douchey thing. They're going to sit there and say, he's a douchebag. He's a douchebag.
Yeah, and I even, like, loved, you know, after they were, like, talking shit or whatever, and Amy gets up and she's like, we don't have to go to the same bar as them tonight. Like, we can go do our own thing. And Nilsa's like, no, I want to go to the same bar. I want to, like, show him what he's missing. Girl, and it's like, no. Oh, my God. Wrong answer.
He's not thinking about you at all anymore.
That's like, honestly, as someone that's been there, it never works.
Never.
It never
works. Even if you are, like, the hottest thing in the room, they're not paying attention to you. Yeah.
No. It only works, like, the only time that that scenario will ever work is when you don't want it to work. When you genuinely don't give a fuck about them. That's when they come up. When you are trying to make them jealous, never works. So we see this, like, scene of Cody at home with his family, and it was just, like, sweet, and...
He got his father, like, a natty light for...
Love, Cody.
Yeah, it was sweet.
His family is really cool, and they're in the series quite a bit. They... At one point, they host a party at their house where all the other family members get to go there. And it's just, like, awesome. His like, he's an only child, and his parents are just, like, wild party animals just like him. And, yeah, his family is, like, really likable.
Yeah, because they could, from what I saw, they could go either way. They look like somebody who would be saying the N-word, or they would be kind of cool people to hang out with.
Yeah. No, his family is, like, awesome.
Or, like, the homeschoolers in Girls are like, and on the eighth day, Lord made the Remington steel rifle just so God could fight the dinosaurs and the homosexuals.
Oh, my God. Isn't it wild that, what was his name? Josh in Mean Girls, like, the main guy.
Yeah.
He's gay, but then the guy that played Damien actually straight.
He's not straight.
Isn't he straight in real life?
No, he's not.
He's not? Oh, I thought he was. He was in, I Spit on Your Grave.
No, I haven't.
Have you seen those movies?
Okay.
Don't watch them, because they're just, that will scar you for life. But he's in the first one, and he played, like, this big, I don't know, I just assumed he was straight.
He was a guest on RuPaul's Drag Race, and, or actually both of them were, and I don't think he was very convincing if he was not gay.
Okay, maybe he is gay. Okay, so everyone in the house goes out together. They go to back to Club La Vila, which is... So Club La Vila is what Karma is to Jersey Shore. That's what Club La Vila is to Floribama. So this is where Nilsa's, like, trying to make Josh jealous at the club. And she looks beautiful, and she's wearing a really nice outfit and stuff. And she's, like, twerking on the floor, having a good time. She keeps looking over, and Josh could not care less. He's just, like, hitting on girls, buying girls drinks.
And then he and Jeremiah get out and dance, and it's the worst thing I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, so cringy.
And
I
they both say,
them.
Like, we're doing what, like, we do the
literally
best.
Literally, I hate them. Like, I feel like I would have sex with Jeremiah, and then I would be like, don't tell anyone we had sex.
Well, also, if that's how he actually dances, then I can't imagine him being good in bed. Like, it would be all, like, weird angles and hip thrusts, and, like, you're, like, hitting the headboard, and you're like, wait, can we move? And but he's like, just a minute. And then, like, yeah, you come out of it, like, As Charlie from Vanderpump Rules said about, I can't remember if it was on a podcast or on, she basically described one guy as, like, he looks like he fucks weird and breathes in your ear. And I don't think Jeremiah will breathe in your ear, but he does look like he fucks weird.
Yeah, I could see that. I don't know. I just always assume, or like, I feel like guys that are in like good shape are like good and bad because they can like last longer because they're like fit. Depends on the guy and what they're doing.
Some of them have never had to be good in bed, so they're like.
Right, yeah, there's that aspect to it too.
But yeah, then this whole club scene was just like.
Well, there's a moment right here though where Nilsa gets upset that Josh isn't, you know, jealous of her and he isn't coming up to her or anything. So they're like, whatever. So she kind of goes to, like, the smoking area with Amy. And Amy's like, I don't know what he's doing because that girl that he's with isn't even hot. Like, she's ugly. He's like, she's not even cute from far away. Like, she's ugly, Nilsa. And I'm like, oh, Amy is such a good friend. Especially
in that top that she's wearing that's, like, unflattering as hell. And her hair was like swooped over to the side and then like crimped. And I was like, girl, we need to talk to you about your styling.
Oh, I know. Because
then, and then Nilsa was like, I gotta go throw up. I'm like,
oh, yeah. And she goes to throw up.
And then, like, they like followed her in the bathroom and she's like, why is this seat wet? And I'm like, oh God, I can't.
Well, the puking gets worse in season two. It's like every episode someone's puking. So, but it's realistic because that's what happens when you go out and you drink, someone throws up. Kirk is hammered.
So wasted.
They have this whole like sequence of him.
There was like he was like dancing with somebody and just kind of had this like look like yeah.
I like Kirk a lot. He has a girlfriend now who actually came like this last season that just happened. She came to like the house or whatever. And then, because Kirk's the same age as me, and his girlfriend just turned 22. So I'm like, ooh.
Yeah.
That's young, I feel.
They.
But yeah, they go back to the house, and then Amy's drunk, and she calls her ex. And so her and Nilsa are just, like, yelling stupid shit him, like.
Fuck actually you, gotten you a pizza from him, or was that just like her prank calling him?
Okay. That was just the prank call. Because, there's like a whole thing with like pizza on the show. But yeah, I don't know. They were just being like fucking idiots. Like,
they were drunk, they were stupid.
I don't know. I don't think I would have done this when I was like 17 years old. I don't think I would have done this at, like, 23.
Yeah, I don't... I never had a breakup that bad either. But, yeah. It was rough.
No. Kirk is, like, downstairs and he's pissed. He's like, these fucking girls, all they do is talk shit about their exes and that they're here to get over their exes, but then they, like, call them every time they're drunk. So then when the girls, like, finally come down the stairs, Kirk's like, I wish my roommates
were real. Why do you care?
Okay, I think that, there was a lot of, like, issues that were brought up and stuff, and the girls would, like, cry over things that the guys would say and stuff, and they'd be like, oh, my ex used to talk to me like that or, like, say like that to me, so they'd be like, oh, I'm sorry, like, fuck your ex, he was a douchebag, like, whatever. So, from Kirk's side, he's probably like, I've listened to you cry about your ex-boyfriend 100 times, and then now that you're drunk and coming home from the bar, you're fucking calling him.
Got it.
You know? And I kind of also think that Kirk is might just be like sexually frustrated at this point, to be honest.
I mean, it seems like he's not really getting any.
Yeah. Because like I said, like with the whole Katrina thing, like he expressed interest as well. And everyone just kind of like brushed him off because they're like, oh, your body's not as nice as Jeremiah and Gus is, you know. Yeah, so he's frustrated. And Amy's like, yeah, I am here to hurt my ex. I don't care what anybody thinks. I want to make him feel like how he made me feel. And then Kirk's just like, can I say what I want to say? And Amy just, something in her just sets off. She throws the mayonnaise bottle at him. She's like, shut the fuck up.
I did not understand this fight, but it was like, okay, I am here.
She pushes him onto the coffee table and everyone is like, kind of like, whoa, 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 like, what's happening? Why did, like, how did it get to this far? And that's kind of where the episode ends.
Yeah, this whole fight is going on while, like, the credits are playing. And it was just like, okay.
Yeah, they do it exactly how Jersey Shore did it. Like, leave it off, you know?
It was very, I mean, there were definitely things that seemed like Jersey Shore, but we've learned something from how to do Jersey Shore. But yeah, mayonnaise, drunk mayonnaise fight.
Do you have any like final thoughts on the episode or like, anything?
There was a lot of fighting. There was a lot of stupid people. I'm a little upset that Cody's not gay, just because I felt the show could have used a gay guy, but. A lot of these reality shows don't have that, which usually makes me a little sad. But it was interesting because like Jersey Shore is such like a thing that I don't know about, and these people are a little bit closer to what I know. It's like, okay, yeah. It was also a good fight.
Yeah.
And they were stupid as hell. Which is always fun.
I feel like with the editing and whatnot, like, Floribama is more real. When Jersey Shore, like, they'll show someone drunk, but they won't show, like, what led to that or anything. Where there's moments in Floribama where you'll just see, you know, Courtney or whoever it is shotgunning like 10 beers in a row, and then you'll see her like stumbling into the wall. And
well, and
like,
I mean,
okay,
we got to see like, you know,
this makes
girl
sense
throwing up in the bathroom, which at the club, which is relatable, but like, we don't, is not something I felt like we saw a lot on Jersey Shore. Jersey Shore Plus.
Yeah, I don't know. I just like love Floribama so much. I have like such an like, I have an attachment to Jersey Shore too. But I don't know. I love Floribama, and I feel like there's more to talk about when it comes to the actual people, because I feel like, you know, after season one of Jersey Shore, like, you know, Polly is the number one person I can think of who, that's an act he plays. Like, he's never been authentic.
Yeah.
Ever on that show. When the show is so authentic and they go into, like, their real lives and, you know, they all have, like, a history that they kind of bring to the show. And, just, like, the interesting dynamic with, like, Jeremiah and Gus is so unique, and then, you know, Amy and her anger management issues, and Nilsa and her boy issues.
Yeah, this definitely seemed a lot more real in terms of the people. So yeah, definitely. I do plan on getting Paramount Plus soon, so I will definitely add this to my list of things to watch.
Okay, well, okay. I really hope you do.
Yeah.
I would love that.
So thank you for...
Do you want to plug anything?
Go listen to Friends of the Countess. Justine's filling in for Amanda at the moment. I'm still waiting her back from whenever Amanda moves. I guess that's what we're waiting on. And I have a musical theater podcast called Thank You Five, if any of your listeners are into musical theater. And that's kind of it at the moment. I'm trying to build up some other things, but we'll see where that goes.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for doing this with me. I'm so thank fucking you. Happy mm-hmm. I finally got to talk about Floribama yeah. with you after yeah. all this time. So yeah, everyone go listen and subscribe to Friends of the Countess, mm-hmm. and I guess that's all.
It's a great time. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming on. All right. I guess we're done. Bye.